When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey, you probably heard President Biden made the decision to commemorate both Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day today. Was that the right call? Some have decided to cancel Columbus Day. Some school districts even celebrate only Indigenous Peoples Day today. Chicago Public Schools among them. Some still celebrate Columbus Day. Some celebrate both. And some believe they should be on separate days. Here's part of what is happening with this. Columbus, of course, condemned by many activists across the country who point to the Italian explorer's mistreatment of Indigenous people after he landed in the Americas in 1492, say he didn't discover America, it was already discovered, and say it's time we stop celebrating him, take down those statues as well. Ron Onesti is going to join us in a few. He's a local leader in the Italian-American community. I think he's going to be stepping off a parade float because I know that parade is coming to a close soon. But right now, let's talk to Andre Domino. He's an American One Voice Coalition board member and has some thoughts about this. Andre, thanks for calling into WGN today.
Thanks for having me on, Anna.
What do you make of this? I mean, this is an obvious discussion for over a year that there are two sides, two very distinct sides who believe, yes, you should have the statues up. Yes, they or no, they should come down. No, we shouldn't celebrate this man. And I know the Italian American community has pushed back very strongly about that. Where do things sit?
Absolutely. Columbus is an iconic symbol to Italian Americans as an apology or an atonement for the discrimination and even the largest lynching in U.S. history of Italian Americans in New Orleans, 11 Italian Americans. President Harrison used Columbus as that apology in 1892. And, you know, here we go again. Italian Americans are being discriminated against again by these fabrications about the history of Columbus. It's just not true. And it's all been disputed by the reputable sources and primary facts.
The idea that he discovered America, we know, isn't true, right? We know that he led to the immigration of European immigrants, but he didn't discover it.
Well, look, you know, the indigenous people, we got nothing against indigenous people, but they didn't sprout out of the ground here. They came from someplace else also. And what happened after Columbus, he didn't arrive in what's the United States, but he did bring the united the continents together. There was no knowledge of the American continents in 1492. And when he landed here, that's what started the great, great connection of the West and the Eastern continents and really united the world. It was like the moonshot of today. It was a tremendous factor that changed the world. And he is recognized as a single person that really changed the face of our earth.
So the president announced that that he would issue a proclamation, and he did, marking this Indigenous Peoples Day, but also Columbus Day. He remarked upon his appreciation of the Italian-American community and what he symbolizes to folks in your community and also the Indigenous peoples. Was this the right way to go in your view, or would you prefer he did something different?
Well, absolutely not. He should not have done that. We're totally stunned by that. You know, after all, indigenous people already have August 9th, the day after Thanksgiving, and the whole month of November. And we want to celebrate right along with them. There's no reason to take away Columbus Day, because what this really is an attack on Western culture that was started by Howard Zinn, a self-declared anarchist and Marxist that wanted to go after and destroy America. And he started by attacking the underpinnings of it with the foundation that Columbus brought Western culture to this part of the world. And unfortunately, the president, he's just been indoctrinated with this as well. And we should not have a bifurcated day. Let's have our own days and don't pit one group against another.
So do you think they should be separate days? Is that what you're arguing for?
There's already August 9th. They don't want to use that. Well, then let's have another day. We want to celebrate with indigenous people, not against it. Why should we pit two groups against each other? It's just a disgrace.
You also know there's a change in the way that Columbus's story is taught in schools. And a lot of teachers and educators feel as if it's important to speak from the indigenous people's side of the story and make sure that that's properly weighted. Do you have any disagreement with that or anything about the curriculum and the way that's changing?
Well, let's talk about what just happened last week, where the NEA, the largest union in the country about teachers, they are promoting the Zinn Education Project curriculum, which just goes back to that anarchist Marxist teaching that the West is bad and the indigenous people are good. After all, when Columbus arrived in this part of the world, let's be honest, Anna, this was no Garden of Eden. The indigenous people were, you know, they had atrocities of their own, genocide, cannibalism, and so forth. So this was no Garden of Eden. We don't want want to hold them to today's standards. Yes, the indigenous, hundreds of years after Columbus came here, were mistreated and so forth by the American government. So we're not taking anything away from that, and we should be cognizant of what they went through, but not at the expense of Italian Americans and with the falsehoods that they're perpetrating against Columbus.
So you disagree with the folks who say Columbus was responsible for atrocities in the new land and led to enslavement and oppression of the people?
Not true. That's been all debunked. You should check some reputable sources. For example, do you know that there's an indigenous person that traces his heritage all the way back to the Taino tribe, and he has written 4 books defending Columbus and disputing all of these falsehoods in Zinn's book. And there are others, such as Dr. Mary Graybar, Carol Sweeney, others that have written books disputing and debunking all of this stuff that people are saying. People should look for the truth and not just go with these sound bites that they hear.
It's gotten wide coverage in all of the major papers here in Chicago and nationwide today. That was part of the Daily Herald's coverage. The Sun-Times had some as well. Speaking of the legacy of Christopher Columbus, wasn't all about sailing the ocean blue and discovering America. And they were framing it in a way that said that should be taught to our school children as well, that the realities of the oppression of the folks who are already here.
Right, but that was hundreds of years after Columbus. There's no recorded fact of what Columbus did as atrocities. In fact, he protected the Taino tribe against the Carib tribe that were trying to kill and cause genocide on the Tainos. You've got to look at the facts and check it out. Again, people should really look for the truth and not just go with the false common narrative that's out there. Of course, there was all kinds of atrocities that occurred to the indigenous natives and so forth that happened, but that was hundreds of years after Columbus was gone. Don't pin it all on Columbus.
Less than a minute left, Andre. Do you think then that the U.S. government should instead find separate days? That's your final story here. Are you appealing to them to
Absolutely.
Say, the Biden administration, to say, change this, don't do this?
Absolutely. He should rescind this proclamation. Shame on him for doing it. Pick another day and let's have unity in this country. Don't pin one group against another.
Thanks for the time, Andre. Thanks for
Good
your
talking to you, Anna. Thank you.
You heard President Biden. Becoming the first president to issue a proclamation marking today Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, both of those things. We did have a Columbus Day parade here in Chicago this afternoon. Ron Onesti was out there. He's the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. Ron, I know we tried to talk with you earlier, but that was quite a task because I know you were still out there at the parade. How did it go? Tell us about it.
Well, you know what, Anna, first of all, thank you very much. Yeah, as soon as when you came to us, that's when the rain came. So we just kind of were scattering, but we were able to get the parade in its entirety, and it was a tremendous, tremendous day.
I know one of the things you've tried to do, Ron, and you've talked about this with us in the past, is bring different religious, ethnic, and minority communities together to try to make this decision from a unified approach. I know that you've talked about how it seems as if people are talking at each other on this issue of what to do about Columbus Day, what to do about the Columbus statues, and I wonder where things are today. How do you feel about it?
Well, first of all, you know, as far as the Columbus statues go, I mean, progress has been made. We're finally getting both all parties to the table. I'm talking about the city of Chicago, Chicago Park District, and of course our side, and really talking about the nuts and bolts of the litigation. It's a real contract that we have, and it's something that the Chicago Park District in particular is sitting up and taking notice of it finally.
You know, one of the complaints and concerns has been from folks on the other side who think that we shouldn't be honoring Columbus the way we do now is that there should be more of a teaching of history the way it was, and that he didn't discover America, the indigenous people did, and that there was ensuing oppression of the people who are already here. How do you feel about that narrative and it getting enough play in both American classrooms, but also in honoring of Columbus himself?
Well, we as Italian Americans we disagree with most of those untruths and misguided direction of opinion because, you know, we really want everybody's story to be told, Anna. You know, we're for it. You know, we've just never been invited to the table to talk about our side. And what's so bothersome to us or bothering to us in particular is because all this stuff is like being thrown at us and spoken at us. Who likes to be spoken at? rather than two. And, you know, this is like, he's this, and they're that, and that was this, and that was history. No, let's talk about it, because we have our side as well. We want the indigenous people's story told. There's a lot to it, though. There's a lot more to it than they're even saying. I mean, it's a huge thing, happened 529 years ago, and there's so many facts that need to be discussed. Why won't they sit down with us and come up with a broadened narrative so that we could all be satisfied with the way things were? I mean, we have facts, too.
When you say they, who's not sitting down with you?
So, you know, I want to be very careful with the they. Those that oppose Columbus Day, and you know, they oppose it by just saying so many things that just aren't true from a historic standpoint, number one. Number two, their approach, it's, you know, it's something that they don't, that our opposition does not agree with, so therefore their demand is to cancel it, change it, throw a rope around its neck and pull it down, as opposed to, okay, we don't agree with this, we need to sit down and come to an understanding. This is time, Anna, finally. I mean, it's generations coming, but definitely heated up, of course, the last 15 or so months. It's time for us to sit down and talk. Stop the hatred. Stop the fighting. Let's start the healing. Start the conversations. We've extended olive branches. They're turning into olive trees. We want to sit down so badly.
Mm-hmm. Either you have an excellent piece that really gets into your perspective that I urge people to read. It's in the Daily Herald. I saw it there, at least.
Thank
Maybe
you.
It's other places, too. You say Columbus Day for us Italian Americans is a sacred day of celebration, has been for 130 years. Your concern here is that, yes, you want to learn the good, the bad, and the ugly truths about American history, but you're saying what cannot be done is replace what is perceived to be a one-sided narrative with another one-sided narrative, which is why I started out by saying you feel like people are just talking at each other and that there could be some solution if folks all got together, talked about it. That's what I'm hearing.
Exactly. And I was brought up Taylor Street, and I was brought up Sailed the Ocean Blue, 1492, this is America. And that, you know, I'm the first one to say that. That's all, you know. So, yes, the story needs to be broad. But, you know, when people are saying everything was horrible.
Ron, we're kind of losing you there. We're kind of losing you there. Go ahead. Are you in a cell zone where you can get to a place, walk to a place or something that might be a little clearer? One of the things I do want to make sure we don't run out of time before I ask you about, too, is the Monuments Commission. Taking a long time to make up their minds on this. It's been a while, and there is no final report yet and recommendations. We had thought maybe by now the city would decide, you know, hey, what statues and monuments? They're going to do a full review and let the public know what has been decided. Nothing's been decided yet that I've heard. I don't know about you.
No, you know, that whole thing is not really come to fruition. I mean, it's broadening every day, Anna, with a bigger scope. And you know what? The scope has been developing. The scope has been being defined. And I think the scope is good. I think we need what the scope of this commission is. I don't think it has anything to do with Columbus, really, in our statues. Our statues is a whole other issue. But with regards to expanding on diversity with regards to the monuments and expanding stories and really cataloging all of the statues and monuments, I think it's definitely that's a positive byproduct of this. But what it's got to do with the Columbus and our litigation and our statue that my grandparents put some pennies and nickels together to be a part of in 1968, yeah, that's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, before I let you go, the president was trying to say, let's honor the contributions of Italian Americans on this day and call it Columbus Day, but also call it Indigenous Peoples Day. Would you say in the Italian American community, you're okay with that kind of compromise the president is trying to strike, or that's not the way to do it?
Well, I don't see how it's a compromise, and I really don't. I mean, there's 364 other opportunities. Why must they put another holiday on the shoulders of our holiday? I mean, we have one day. Indigenous peoples, God love them, and we're for them. They have more than one holiday already. I mean, they do. So, and let them have another dozen. That's great. We're not against any of that. But we've got one day, Anna, that we celebrate our ethnicities. And if it's true that these either county commissioners truly want a day of reconciliation, or President Biden truly wants Indigenous Peoples Day, then why don't you do it in a day? If you did it one other day, it would be unanimous because we all want it. But But no, they do it in such a way that is divisive. It pits everybody against each other. I mean, it doesn't make sense. This is America. Let's do it. Do it on the next. Do it on the day after the Monday, the second Monday of October, and you'll have a unanimous. And why wouldn't that be a great message to have Indigenous peoples they voted on unanimously on the county board, unanimously in Congress, unanimously in the state the state representatives? I mean, that's the way it's done. Not come at us, say let's get rid of your one day and replace it with a day for people that already have several.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, thank you for the perspective. If people want to link up with you and the work you're doing with the Joint Civic Committee, how can they reach you or have any comments?
President? Yes, it's president@jccia.com. And I'm making my way out to Stone Park because, the announcement that I had at the 2:30 was the fact that we have been graced with, when I first went out there and asked with the Chicago Park District, one of the terms of our litigation was to see the monuments, see the statues, mm-hmm. because we didn't know where they're at, what condition. Well, they granted that a week ago. And actually, a week ago, I actually picked up the statue. I picked up the Arrigo Park statue. I investigated both the Grant Park statue and the Arrigo Park statue, and I picked it up. It was in bad shape. I've renovated it back to its beautiful patina, and it's on a flatbed, standing upright. I was actually going to put it in the parade, to be honest with you, but I decided at the last moment that in the interest of public safety, that wouldn't be the best thing. And so, but it was something that the Chicago Park District, out of good faith, gave to us, and we are going to return it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Well, it's good to hear you've been reunited. I'm out of time. I got to get to the news, Ron. But thank you for talking to us and keep us posted on stuff. Thank you so much,
Anna.
Ron.